each and every week. And this week, presented by Georgia Natural Gas, we get a chance to talk to Miles Robinson. Brought to you by Georgia Natural Gas. If you're moving this summer, let G&G do the heavy lifting with a fixed rate that you can count on for your home. All right, guys, Miles Robinson on the line with us here on Dukes and Bell. And, Miles, first and foremost, congratulations on the win last night. You guys move on to the semifinals. Mike was at the game here, and he was talking about, you know, the vibe. It's so intimate in that stadium. You like playing up there?
Yeah, definitely. First off, yeah, thanks for having me. But, yeah, it's definitely a great stadium. You know, it's very intimate. All the fans are right on you. But, yeah, it's great.
Nearly lost my voice yelling at St. Louis because they were sandbagging, man. That goalie, if he held on that ball any longer, he could have made a sandwich. Miles, what did you guys know about them going into this? You have any film on St. Louis? What were you thinking about?
Yeah, like any game, we'll go over like their previous games, see what they like to do, what formation they play. And we knew going in that they were strong on set pieces. So that's what we really had to focus in on, and luckily, they couldn't score on any set pieces, so it was overall a good game.
Yeah, it was. We went 2-0. Guys, we move on to the semifinals. We're taking on our nemesis, Orlando City, down in Orlando. We just found this out literally right before you came on that we're going to be having to go down there and play them for the U.S. Open Cup. Let's talk about MLS real quick and get back to what we've seen over the last few weeks. Bro, what happened against Chicago Fire? And the Red Bulls tie was like, what the hey? What's going on defensively, and what do you guys need to fix, Miles?
I mean, I think when you look at the Chicago game, it was definitely a tough game. When they came out so strong, it was almost like we weren't expecting it, but we just came out flat. That's definitely on us. And when you go a man down, then the game's almost over pretty much. Especially when it's 3-0 with a man down. But, yeah, and then the Red Bulls game is definitely tough as well. But it's just those type of games that you just kind of got to brush off, and they're over now, so you can't really think about them now.
The good news is everybody else was losing that was ahead of us in the Eastern Conference. So as frustrating as it was when a tie feels like a loss, it didn't hurt us overall. Miles Robinson, guys, with us, defender from Atlanta United on the WadeFord.com hotline. Yeah, man, it was fun getting to watch you up close yesterday because I sit up in the 200 section. I was telling Carl to start the show. You had some really nifty footwork, some good saves. And those last couple of set pieces, man, geez, I feel like they made like three corner kicks in a row at the end of that game. That was frustrating.
Yeah, definitely. But, yeah, it's just one of those things you got to keep going after it, you know, hope that you can score every time you go up there and try to, I don't know, just try to execute our set pieces. But, yeah, so that's pretty much my mentality going forward.
Now, you're on the back there with LGP, and everybody knows that LGP's got a rep. Can you put some, I don't know, put some drugs in his Gatorade or something? We got to mellow him out. He's always talking to the ref. I thought he was going to get a red card last night, man. He's always energy.
Yeah, definitely. That's the player he is. Very emotional, you know. But he's definitely a good player to have back there, you know. Hopefully make sure the ref doesn't, you know, I don't know, maybe make a mistake he shouldn't have or something like that. But, yeah, he's definitely a high energy.
Hey, guys, we're talking to Miles Robinson, defender for our Atlanta United. When you got drafted, you were the number 2 overall draft pick in the 2017 MLS Super Draft. You have lived up to the expectations. When you came into the league, what did you feel like your strengths were, and where have you felt like you've gotten better?
Yeah, going in, I knew that I was an athletic center back, you know, good in the air, good on 1v1 battles and stuff like that. But over the last few years, I've definitely gotten better, you know, in terms of the, you know, mental side of it, the speed of the game, you know, getting used to, you know, players at this level and defending them. So, yeah, overall just, like, getting better day by day and, you know, just trying to improve.
We spoke with you earlier in the year, Miles, and there was a good article written about Frank DeBoer and how, you know, he came in with some ideas and showed some flexibility. Have you felt that Frank has kind of changed his approach or adapted to you guys over the course of the year? How has that worked out?
Yeah, I mean, with a new coach, you always have to, you know, get used to the coaching style, his personality, things like that. But Yeah, overall, he's a great coach and a great guy. All the guys have his back, and I think he has our back. So, you know, just looking forward to the rest of the season.
Speaking of Frank, is he fun? Is he serious most of the time? Let's just take us around the complex, the training grounds. I see Frank DeBoer. Is he laughing? Is he having a good time? Or is he, like, serious and a scowl on his face?
I mean, I feel like most coaches, you know, have, you know, their moments where they have to be serious and their moments where, you know, they can ease up and laugh with the guys. And I think that's what he's about. It's just, you know, trying to create an even balance between it all.
Well, a lot of people out there, I know certainly in the stands talking to United fans, we think that you should have been an all-star this year, but I think you got all-star games definitely in your future, Miles. What about this second half of the season? I mean, we've seen the ups and downs. The good news is we're certainly right in the mix, but what does this team have to do? Is it simply get everybody healthy, get Barco and get George Bello back on the pitch, or what do you guys have to work on?
Yeah, I think it's a long season, you know, and you never want to peak too early because, you know, that then, you know, when it comes crunch time, you could be dead. The team could be, you know, fatigued and stuff like that. And I think every game, you know, we're learning more and more about the team we have. And, you know, the longer we go and the more wins we can, you know, complete, we're just going to get better every day, I think.
Miles, who's your dude? Who's the guy you hang out with on the squad more times than not, maybe even on the road?
I hang out with a lot of guys, a lot of the younger guys, you know, Mikey, Brandon, those type of guys. I did with Romario, but now he's gone, so
right. It's
good for him. But, yeah, going to miss him around the locker room for sure, too.
So who's the best dresser on this team? We only get to see these guys in uniform. I saw Tito in the stands, by the way. There's a line of like 20 chicks trying to get a picture with Tito last night.
Yeah. Nah, Tito's definitely a good dressed dude. We got a lot of good dressed players on our team, though. So I'm not sure if he wins the title, but yeah. He's up there.
Hey, one last thing for you. We're talking with Miles Robinson, guys, from Atlanta United. They win last night 2-0 over St. Louis in the U.S. Open Cup. They will move on and play Orlando City coming up, and we've got to travel there. Mike and I will talk more about the schedule in just a little bit. How much has Parkey helped you?
Obviously, he's a veteran, and he's been around the league for many years. So he can help me around the field, on and off the field, just by, you know, showing me the things he recognizes or understands about the teams we're playing, the center forward we're going up against, stuff like that. But, yeah, obviously he's a great help.
Well, we always appreciate you jumping on, Miles. I know you guys are busy getting ready for Seattle. That'll be coming up Sunday afternoon up there on the coast. Have a great trip, man, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Peace out, guys.
Yeah, man, take care. Peace, bro. Miles Robinson, guys, here brought to you by, again, Georgia Natural Gas. And, Mike, while we're talking about it, a couple of things. Atlanta United fans, join 92.9 The Game this Sunday while we're talking about this match. Starting at 3 p.m. at Pizzeria Azzurri, incoming for the Atlanta United versus Seattle watch party. And then the other thing is, as we talked about, we'll kind of go back over that schedule in just a little bit because, you know, Craig was just saying in my ear – there's a lot of matches, man. I mean, it just simply is.
Well, we've talked so much about the depth this team has. And, again, we saw Heinemann last night. A kid comes over on trade over from the U.K. And, again, he's an American kid who was playing over there for Bournemouth. He plugs right in. He's part of the scoring opportunity for Pitty from Joseph. He gets the assist. So I know that Justin Miram, they'll be leaning on him as well. And Justin's a guy that, you know, last night he was a little uneven at times, but he's been a solid piece since coming over from the trade. But you're going to have to use all that depth. And once you get Barco healthy and you get Tito Villalba out there, you're going to have to lean on all those guys, Carl, in a rotation. 5 games in 15 days. And I know we want, I think, is it Tigres, Carl, that won Mexico? I think they won the playoffs. Either way, we're going to get one of the classic teams in Mexico for this this championship match between the league champions. That's also part of the run. And that's a matter of pride. It doesn't mean anything doesn't affect, obviously, the MLS. That's why we say to guys that are Georgia Bulldog fans or your Braves fans or you follow the Falcons, it's hard to get your head around, Carl, different competitions that run concurrently with your regular season schedule because there's nothing else like it in the big four sports here in the States. But because of all this, you want to win all these matches. Hey, we don't want to lose to Orlando in the U.S. Open Cup. But then again, it's also, you could argue, more important to beat NYCFC, keep them down, and we advance in the East.
It's going to be interesting to see the decision-making that goes on with not only Frank DeBoer, but also how Darren Eales and Carlos Bocanegra approach this, because they're all in on the decision-making of what the roster and the 11 should look like.
And with the exception of Breck Shea and Hyman last night, they went with a bunch of starters. Squid Billy and I were up there at Fifth Third Bank. When they announced the starting 11, it's like, hey, Braz in goal. They're not monkeying around.
Frank, our guys.
Yeah, and I don't know if that was a byproduct of how we let them off the hook against the Red Bulls on Sunday, but you definitely had the big team out there, including Pitty, who scored a goal.
That's a good point. Hey, it is our soccer report, guys. We do it every week.
The Hot Off the Presses Atlanta Soccer Report was brought to you by Georgia Natural Gas. If you're moving this summer, let G&G do the heavy lifting with a fixed rate you can count on for your new home.